Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Joining us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, he covers the Cavaliers for SI.com. He is Sam Amico. Hello, Sammy.
Sammy.
Gentlemen, how are you?
We're doing excellent. Well. Thank you very much. But then again, we're not being sent to a bubble in Disney World.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing. Actually, they're calling it the campus now.
Yeah.
They're not referring it to as the bubble. Make note of that. You know, everybody we know who's not going so far, other than Bertans, who you just mentioned, is not going because of injury. And who's not going for contract reasons, actually.
There are various reasons why a guy might not want to go, Sam. You know, and that's going to be an interesting aspect to this. Do you expect a lot of players to say thanks but no thanks, or do you think most everybody who is supposed to be there will be there?
I think most people who want to go that are on the fence will end up going. Because, you know, I think if they move forward in this and get a better understanding of it, probably, at least, you know, from everything I hear, the teammates who are going to compete will potentially talk them into it, make them feel more comfortable. I would be surprised if there weren't any real key players that didn't go. There could potentially be some reserves. But, I mean, we're looking at stuff today over the weekend. You know, Joakim Noah is going because he re-signed with the Clippers. He's going to re-sign tomorrow when that window opens. Anthony Tolliver, you know, those guys who I thought, well, they're on 10-day contracts. Maybe they'll just skip it. Those guys are signing and going, you know. So, but I think, you know, the LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, Giannis, Antetokounmpo, those guys, you know, they held a conference call about a month ago and really wanted to push forward with playing and made that clear. So I frankly would be surprised, especially with all the testing that the NBA is going to have available and the fact that you will be in a centralized location.
Sam, how much has Kyrie Irving and the coalition influenced the way players are thinking right now about wanting to go back and play in the bubble?
I don't think it's influenced them in a decision in terms of not going back, but I do think it's, you know, I think Kyrie's mission more or less has been if you're there, use your platform. And if you feel strongly convicted, then don't go. And I think everybody would agree with that. You don't want to go if you have convictions in a certain area and it's going to distract you during the 2.5 hours that you have a game or a playoff game. You want guys at that time to be focused on the game. But the majority of guys do want to go, and I think quite a few of them will use that platform and getting back into the spotlight, playing basketball, live sports, as an opportunity, you know, to speak to their convictions. And the NBA is certainly encouraged.
Sam Amico is joining us from SI.com. with that thought in mind, Sam, I know Kyrie Irving came out and made a lot of comments and said some things and certainly seemed to have some players on his side. Does this become something that becomes a major sticking point, do you think, or did that news cycle pass without Kyrie's word message really taking hold?
I think it's, you know, I think Kyrie's just kind of bringing it to the forefront of the players' minds, and I think it's on a lot of people's minds, you know, Everything going on in the country with a pandemic and social injustices and stuff like that. I think that those are already on people's minds. I think it was Kyrie being a key member of the Players Association wanted to make sure he kind of used that opportunity, that conference call, those calls that the players have had as opportunities to just remind people and particularly the players that, you know, we want to keep this in our consciousness moving forward. We don't want it to just pass and blow over. We want it to be something that we can use to for good. And you know, it's hard to complain about that. I know Kyrie, because he's Kyrie, I think, has his past of the whole flat earth stuff, people are more willing to criticize him and people have kind of blamed him for trying to kind of hijack the restart of the season, but I don't think that was ever his intention. I think from people in the know that he just wants to bring more awareness to a variety of topics, and that's his role as a Players Association representative. That's his role, and I don't think anybody's really angry with him. The players aren't angry with him. The guys who want to play are going to go play, and I think that's the majority of guys that we're seeing. So, I don't think it's going to just blow over and that it'll be forgotten. I think that they're going to continue to strive for awareness. We even heard Kevin Love say that last night in the ESPYs. He had said, you know, he doesn't want to stay silent, even though that's the easier route to take. So. I think most of the players are behind Kyrie, and I think the league is behind them as well. Not, you know, this talk of starting another league and that stuff, that's never going to happen. But everything else, I think that he has most everyone's support.
Sam, let's go back and talk a little bit more about Kevin Love and winning the Arthur Ashe Courage Award at the ESPYs last night. And what is, when it's all said and done, what is Kevin Love going to mean to Cavalier basketball? And, you know, and just I always look at him and try to figure out, you know, how fans have a perception of him. Like, I think most fans are accepting to the fact that Cavaliers might trade him at some point here. But I think his impact is it's underachieved, I think, here in Northeast Ohio. That I think it should be more than it is, but it's not. And I don't know that it ever will be.
So when you're talking about, I agree with you, Andy, when you're talking about the being out in front as really not just the first NBA player, but the first professional athlete to come out and address matters of, you know, his anxiety and depression and how it's impacted him and kind of crippled him a little bit, if not quite a bit, throughout the years. For him to come out and kind of lead the charge in that area, and really is doing it not just as an athlete, but as a person that really wants to get out in front of that. I think that that's admirable, and it's going to be memorable, not just to Cleveland sports fans, but sports fans around the globe, because this is a topic that really, until he wrote about it in 2018, really wasn't discussed much. And then, of course, as Kevin Love last night thanked DeMar DeRozan, who has also experienced the panic attacks and depression and anxiety and those things to the point. Now, maybe everybody experiences that a little bit to some degree, but to the point where it was really keeping them from living, trying to live their best life. So you see that whenever somebody comes out and talks about that stuff, it enables other people to deal with it a little bit more, feel more comfortable talking about it. When you talk about those things openly, it supposedly the idea is to lead people to get more help. So in that area, I think Kevin Love will be remembered very fondly, and I think it's something he's going to continue to do long after his playing days and can be out in front of. You know, as a player, obviously, one of the few remaining guys who was a member of the 2016 championship team, I think he's underappreciated in many areas as a basketball player. Hasn't been able to stay healthy. That's been a big knock against him. And they haven't won with him as the main guy. So those knocks are always going to be there and probably justifiably so. But, you know, I certainly think, yes, they will look to trade him. I believe he'll be 32 in September. So, you know, maybe if you want to continue your youth movement, you might be able to move him to a team that's contending and get some nice pieces back in return.
Sam Amigo joining us from SI.com. Last thing, Sam, you mentioned Kevin Love in that situation. With our team not being back, obviously the Cavaliers' attention has to turn to the offseason. You wrote a story the other day about Josh Jackson, a free agent who's out there, who I've always liked, you've always liked, a really talented guy, and we talked to Ryan McDonough about that last week, and he's the man who drafted him in Phoenix. What can you see the Cavaliers doing this offseason other than perhaps trading a key piece? There's Tristan Thompson, Josh Jackson. They have a high draft choice. How active do you think they're going to be?
I think they'll be very active. You know, first of all, when you're talking about a guy like Josh Jackson, those are the type of players that they'll be looking at. They're probably not going to have a ton of cap space, but those are the type of guys who they could fit in. And I heard Ryan McDonough, the Suns GM who drafted Josh Jackson, and said he would tell Kobe Altman that he's a guy who is turning a corner as a player and had some issues early in his career. And Ryan McDonough said he turned the corner as a player and as a person. And I think that those are the type of guys. He's still only 23 years old. He still has a nice upside. He did well in the few games that he played for the Grizzlies. Spent most of the year in the G League, but it's not just him. There are other guys that they could potentially trade for. I think that if they don't land one of those top three picks this year, you know, last year happened where they ended up fifth. I think they'll make a real hard push to trade that pick if it's not the top three, and probably, I don't want to say probably, but could potentially throw in a Kevin Love. Could you potentially work out a sign-and-trade with Tristan Thompson after talking with him and perhaps finding out he doesn't want to be back? I think there's a good shot he'll be back, but because I think most of those free agents this year, because of the circumstances, are going to sign one-year contracts and then a free agency again next year. I could see Tristan Thompson doing that. But, you know, you also have the Andre Drummond situation where he can opt out. I don't think he'll do. I believe that he'll opt into his contract. I think everybody who has those player options is going to opt in. So it'll be a very busy, active offseason for them. You know, free agency is supposed to start in the middle of October. The draft's supposed to be at the end of August. Also in the middle of October, the lottery's at the end of August. So probably shortly after resumption of the season, July 30th, we're going to start hearing a lot of rumors about the Cavs is when they're going to start really looking into making moves, getting prepared for the draft, and then getting prepared for free agency after that. But I foresee some changes to the roster for sure before the start of next season. And will that mean moving one of the young guards, whether it's Garland or Sexton? I doubt it with these next team. I think Garland could be moved. I think the draft pick could be moved, and I think Kevin Love could be moved. And I think that they will look at all of those things before, you know, 2021 tips off.
Sammy, thank you very much, bud.
Thanks, Sammy.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me. We'll talk to you soon, and I'll see you in the bubble.
There you go. Sam Amico covers the Cavaliers and the NBA for SI.com, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.